This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Connor from Bremerton is. Connor, are you there?
Yeah.
Woo. Whoa. Connor and the homies. I love it.
It's kind of a composite psyche going on here, but yeah, we're ready to go.
That's what I like to hear. All right, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Connor and his friends have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which geometric shape has 4 equal sides and 4 right angles?
Square.
Correct. Uma Thurman plays the bride in what film series?
Oh, come on.
Yes. I heard him in the background. What does the media company CNN stand for?
Central News Network.
Yes. Atticus Finch is a fictional character from what Harper Lee novel?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Correct. Which human organ can regenerate itself if a part of it is removed?
The liver.
Correct. Which country has the most natural lakes in the world?
Oh, jeez. Oh, America.
No.
Switzerland.
No.
Asia. Russia.
No. Being around over 30 years, what is the slogan for Mountain Dew?
Do the do.
Yes. Who is the current host of The Masked Singer?
Pass.
What famous magician died on Halloween?
Houdini. Oh, Harry Houdini.
Correct.
All right.
Connor and Buds, you got 7 correct. Wow, I love you guys.
I do too. I'm feeling very pumped up right now.
I know.
Love you.
And I love that
they're trying to tell you they love you, Sarah.
Well, I said I love them too.
Okay. You know.
Connor and I already confessed our love for each other off air, so now it just like goes to all of his friends.
Does George know?
If he's listening, he does now. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Which geometric shape has 4 equal sides and 4 right angles?
A square.
Wow, good for you.
Thank
Uma
you.
Thurman plays the bride in what film series?
One of my favorite films of all time. Kill Bill.
Really? Never seen it. What does the media company CNN stand for?
Cable News Network.
Correct. Atticus Finch is a fictional character from what Harper Lee novel?
I know there's 2 bands named, one named Atticus, the other one named Finch.
That's funny.
I don't know. Catcher in the Rye?
No.
Of Mice and Men?
No.
I'll come back to it.
Okay. Which human organ
can regenerate? Kill a Mockingbird.
Whoa! Yes. Which human organ can regenerate itself if a part of it is removed?
Skin.
No.
Oh. Liver.
Correct. Which country has the most natural lakes in the world?
Which country? I'm going to go with Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
That's a terrible guess. Europe?
No.
Wait, you said country, not
continent.
Yeah, what? I'm an idiot.
Being around for over 30 years, what is the slogan for Mountain Dew?
Do-do-do.
Correct. Who is the current host of The Masked Singer?
Oh, man, he's got a lot of kids. Nick Cannon.
Yes. What famous magician died on Halloween?
Harry Houdini.
Yes. Steve, And with that, you get 8 correct.
Which is?
It's a loss. 8-7.
No, it's a win.
I mean, a loss for my new love. It's a win for you, but I didn't want you to win.
Well, the
great job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Or friends.
Friends.
Wow.
Well, Sarah, you know what?
What?
I'm the best.
Tara looks so proud of you, and usually she's never proud of you.
I mean, that was impressive.
Probably because you're just out, like, you know, falling in love with other men besides George, and she doesn't like that.
Oh, yeah, that's that look. She's very disappointed in me.
I mean, one versus, was it 3 or 4? That is impressive.
It was, right?
Someone texted in, Sarah, you are missing out on some really great fight scenes in Kill Bill.
Oh, it's so good.
I've never seen it either.
What is wrong with you people?
Isn't there, like, 3 of them or something, too?
2.
It's 2. And they're long. Do you guys like Quentin Tarantino movies?
I mean,
oh my God.
I don't know.
I feel like you would like Kill Bill.
Is there a love story?
Kind, yeah. I mean, it's like
I'm not watching.
She loves violence.
I'm not watching.
She loves violence.
That reaction, you couldn't even answer it.
If you like love stories, watch True Romance.
I see, that sounds more at my alley.
Watch True Romance.
Okay,
not Kill Bill.
They sound completely different, Taryn.
I understand the Tarantino connection.
A different Tarantino love story.
Which country has the most natural lakes? Both of you got this one wrong. It's right above us.
Canada.
Yes. Well, congrats, Steve, on beating my new love.
No, so I just said I need to make a confession. I've also never seen Kill Bill. Don't judge. No judgment, but man, that's a fun film.
That's a homework assignment for anyone who has not seen it this weekend. Yeah. Make it happen.
It sounds like you guys are judging.
A little bit.
Oh, you, yes, not the text.
Oh, okay,
KISW presents Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour on May 5th of next year at Climate Pledge Arena. And all week long, we are giving out code words for your shot at winning tickets to the show. Today's code word for the morning is down. Text the word down to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win your way into the show. Get all the details on the contest at KISW.com. How low would you go for money?
Well, how much money are we talking?
Yeah.
Well, one of the greatest...
It's not much I wouldn't do for $1 million.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
One of the greatest and most respected actors of all time just admitted that he took a role in a really bad movie. And this is solely because he was so broke by the time he turned 70. You're going to hear from him after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
At one time, Al Pacino had $50 million in the bank. That's pretty significant.
Well, he's been in some massively successful films.
Well, then he grew up, he turned 70, and he discovered that he was broke. So Access Hollywood reported on this because it's all based on a story that he shares in his new book, Sonny Boy, and we have some audio from that.
Al Pacino is opening up about going broke late in life. In his recently published memoir, Sonny Boy, the Oscar winner reveals he lost $50 million after his accountant mismanaged his funds. The corrupt accountant went on to serve 7.5 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme, but not before leaving Pacino without money in his 70s. The actor writes, "I wasn't a young buck, and
that's just crazy, first of all. Like, the whole, like, you trust somebody that you think is going to do the right thing with all that. You hear that story so often. That's why it's good to be broke and you don't have an accountant.
Right? No one's coming after my sense.
Right? Because, like, I don't know how to vet somebody like that. You'd be like, oh, I can trust this guy. He's got, like, all those crazy letters after his name. He's clearly a reputable accountant.
The actor writes, "I wasn't a young buck, and I was not going to be making the kind of money from acting in films that I had made before. The big paydays that I was used to just weren't coming around anymore." Before going broke, Pacino reveals he was selective when it came to the films he worked on, but once he went broke, he started accepting whatever roles offered up big money.
He was doing a lot of adult films. I don't know if you remember that.
The circumstances led him to star in Adam Sandler's notorious Jack and Jill.
Oh, okay. Worse than adult films. Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill. I forgot about he was in that. I remember people being like, does Al Pacino owe a favor to Adam Sandler? Now we know why.
He was broke.
He was broke. He's just going to take whatever role possible.
Pacino writes in his book, Jack and Jill was the first film I made after I lost my money. To be honest, I did it because I didn't have anything else. Adam Sandler wanted me and they paid me a lot for it. So I went out and did it and it helped. I love Adam. He was wonderful to work with and has become a dear friend. He also just happens to be a great actor and a hell of a guy.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. But that... I mean, that's a solid move on Adam Sandler's part to be like, hey, I hear you're having some money issues. You want to be in my film? It's kind of a win-win. Like, yeah, I'll take care of you financially, but now I have Al Pacino in one of my movies. They should have sold the film that way, say, starring Al Pacino, who only accepted this role because he's broke.
Brutal.
I would have went to see it in the theaters.
He also did a recent interview on the New York Times interview, and he talked about how bad he is with money.
In what ways did growing up the way you grew up, where money was not readily at hand, do you think shaped your relationship later on with money?
You know, I'm a kind of person, I think, that if I don't understand something very well, I just avoid it.
I have a lot in common with him because that's pretty much me. I don't get that. I'll just forget I even heard about it.
There's no sense. If I have a need to learn it. Actually, you know, my father, who I didn't know really, he was an accountant and a very good one, apparently. And, so he sort of knew. He'd have to, wouldn't he? But I'm...
My dad, I guess, was an accountant. I didn't know him, but I guess he was a pretty good accountant.
But I moved away from that only because I was always into my work or other kinds of things that had nothing to do with money, except, you know, a fool, whatever that saying is. That was very applicable.
A fool and his money are soon parted?
You know, so soon parted.
How did the interviewer even know what that saying he was talking about? Well, also, he's an interview for New York Times. He's a little bit smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah, that's a fact. Well, he also kind of broke it down in his book and said that if you get paid $10 million for a film, it's not like you're putting $10 million in your pocket. You have to pay your lawyers and the agents and the publicists, and then the government takes their part, so you might get $4.5 million of the 10.
And how are you supposed to pay your bills with only 4.5?
I have no clue.
So the saying is, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah.
You've heard that before?
In the great blockbuster film Blank Check, which was a Disney Channel movie back in the day. Where,
you know, we learn things from the strangest places. Yeah. Some YouTube, others bad Disney films.
Oh, I mean, amazing Disney films. But yeah, it was the guy tells him that because he loses the $1 million that he gets.
So it means a foolish person will quickly lose their money due to poor financial decisions.
That's you and me, Steve.
Dude, I was about to say that sums us up. I tell myself every couple of weeks, I got to be better with my money. Yeah. And then I buy something stupid, or I'm like, I got to start putting more money aside. And then the big wake-up call has been with my dad, who I always thought was very smart with certain things. Clearly, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, because we're learning rather quickly that he did not leave a lot of money, and he did not do things very smart, wisely or smart. He didn't do things very well.
Did he love a targeted ad as much as you do?
Oh, yeah. This dude bought everything. We're cleaning out he has a DVD set called Hip Hop Abs. And let me tell you, my dad does not have Hip Hop Abs, unless we're talking like Biz Markie level Hip Hop Abs. Like, the things that he had in his office, I don't even know where he found these things. He bought everything. But that's just like the silly stuff. But now we're like trying to go through like all of his like, you know, retirement stuff and pensions and like the way that he handled things. We're like, oh my goodness. Like, we're like trying to find money and that we don't even know where the paperwork is. He didn't like make my mom a beneficiary. Like, it's just like, it's infuriating right now for my brother and I, because we're just like, Dad, you did a really bad job of making sure mom is taken care of.
Oh, boy.
Like, did you not see how awful your health was for the last 10 years? Did you think you were going to outlive mom? Like, you know, like, he's just like Al Pacino. Oh. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm becoming just like my dad. I got to stop.
You're going to break the generational cycle, Steve Miggs. You are not going to buy that Kraken shirt that shows up in your targeted ad today.
But I did 3 days ago. It's black with white letters, and you can put any player on the back.
It's pretty dope.
It was on sale. Use a code word. Did you get one too, Danny?
Not yet.
Not yet?
There's still time.
Hurry up. The sale's almost over.
Okay, I'm on it.
Would you guys say that you are a good house guest or a terrible house guest?
Ooh, I think I'm a pretty good house guest.
I think I'm a good one, too. Mm-hmm. But there is one well-known person that just shared she makes people sign a contract so they won't piss her off when they are at her house.
Sarah?
How so? You'll find out at 7:20. The Daily Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow is Blue Friday, Rockaholics, and tomorrow at this time, we will be joined by rookie tight end for the Seahawks, number 88, A.J. Barner.
Hell yeah.
At 7:20. Go Hawks. Earlier this week, we found out that Leslie Jones requires a contract from guests to prevent them from peeing in her pool. Here she is on the Drew Barrymore Show talking about this.
You had a literal contract and a policy of if anyone dares pee in your pool, Leslie,
you're out of my life.
That's it.
And let me explain something to you.
Ooh.
That is disgusting. My pool is hot. You don't know what your bunction's going to do if hot water hit it. You don't know if you're going to boo-boo. Go to the bathroom before you get in somebody's pool.
She needs one of those signs that says, like, you know, welcome to my, like, was it like, ooh, because there's no pee in my pool or whatever.
I like that.
Have you ever seen those ones?
No, but that's very clever.
Yeah, yeah. She needs one of those.
Now, you said that you're a pretty good house guest, but have you ever had a bad house guest at your house?
Nothing too bad because we don't invite anyone over to our home. Although it is fun. The one time we had like a big Super Bowl party the year that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and a bunch of my hockey buddies came over because we're trying to figure out where we're going to do this. I'm like, let's do it at my house. Crap, I need to run that by the wife, but I think she'll be okay with it. And she was. But she was walking around high stress because all my friends, and they were great. The worst thing that happened, one of my buddies spilled a bunch of beer in the bathroom. It's fine. But of course, she was having a little moment of anxiety, like, oh my gosh, it's a mess. I'm like, if all the places for them to spill it in, the bathroom's the perfect spot. Not on the carpet. Everything's fine. It was all good.
Easy cleanup.
But like, that was the last time we had a party. That wasn't a children's party.
That was a long time ago.
It was a super long time ago.
Not that I want to be reminded how long ago it was that we played in that Super Bowl.
It was like 2 years ago. No. How about you?
So, there's been a couple. There was one time when I was living in a condo, and we had some friends over, and one person was going to get sick. So he ran out to our balcony and started getting sick off the balcony. However, it all just fell down into the neighbor's balcony and splattered all over her door, basically, and the screen. And so in the morning, we got a knock-knock at the door and had to go down there and clean it all up.
Oh, that's rough.
And it wasn't even mine.
Did the person who did help clean?
No, they were already gone. They had left early in the morning, didn't even know it had happened. And so it was my responsibility. It was awful.
I will not share the full details of the story because it's disgusting. And it didn't happen to me, but it happened to one of my friends. And it's people that we all know. But this happened at, like, they had, like, a camping adventure, and they were using somebody's family's camp home or whatever along those lines, and they were all having a great time. And one of the guys got so wasted, let's just say he caused some serious damage to this house based on the fact that he just didn't hit the bathroom.
No.
And, I mean, it was bad, apparently, like, just everywhere. It was just, like, a mess. And everyone woke up to this, and they're like, who did this? Was there a dog that came into the house and did this or something along those lines? And so they're like, we have to clean this. So everybody, there's like five of them, they're all cleaning it except for the one guy who did it, who was, quote, too hungover to help out.
Oh, boo.
And I remember when my buddy told me that, so I was like, I would murder that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be so pissed at the guy. Like, get your ass up. We're all hungover and you're the reason why this mess happened. Clean it.
Rockaholics, what is the worst thing a guest has ever done to your house? 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear all the house guest horror stories from you. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is the worst thing a guest has ever done at your house? We want to hear all of those house guest horror stories.
Someone just texted and said, I forget about the kids being the issue as well. Because we're thinking about all the drunken idiots that have a party and then they do stupid stuff. But this person texted and said, we had those sliding barn doors to our bathroom. One time, my friend's young child thought it swung open and charged right through it, knocking it off its tracks.
Whoops.
That's from Adam and Everett.
206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, tell us about what happened with your sister's friend.
I told Sarah, there's two stories. The first one is my sister had a house party while my parents were out of town, and one of her friends, well, super drunk, needed to use the bathroom, ended up breaking the toilet seat. So what's the next best option other than a toilet? The cat box.
You know what? Actually, right, I think that box. That feels like the next best option. You're right.
Not the tree in the backyard, but yeah, the cat box.
What about like the sink or the bathtub?
I don't know. I think I'd rather a house guest pee in the cat box than in the sink. But you know what? I really don't want to have that internal dialogue ever. So no. I think, was she, okay, I don't mean to be rude, but was she heavy set or did she just aggressively jump on the toilet?
Oh no, like this is one of her dude friends.
Oh.
I don't know why I was picturing a female doing this. It made it even funnier.
What's the other story, Justin?
So the other story, funny enough, Sarah thought you might get a kick out of this, Taryn, on my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, keep in mind half my family's from Canada, the other half is from down here. So anyway, they have a big old dinner, and then after the dinner, they go back to my parents' house, where my uncle proceeds to drink almost half a bottle of 151.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
Which led to him hitting on all of his cousins.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it gets a little weirder. And then my dad's like, hey, cool it down a little bit. He proceeds to punch him in the face, almost breaking his glasses.
I love that you said... After he got drunk and started hitting on his own family members, and then you said, and then it proceeds to get weird. Like, that wasn't the weird part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the part of the story that will get Taryn. After my dad told him to get the hell out of his house, he proceeds to try to walk back to British Columbia.
Yeah. Put the feet to the pavement. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. This was back when I'm up in Ferndale right now, which wouldn't be that far to walk. This is back when we lived in Bitter Lake.
Ooh.
How far is that from Canada?
Very far.
That is North Seattle edge of shoreline.
Oh, okay. Kind of like somebody trying to walk from Capitol Hill to Stanwood.
Pretty much.
Taryn.
A little bit further.
Yep. He actually forgot his passport, so my grandma had to come up and take him back home.
Oh. Wait,
did he hit on grandma in the process as well?
I didn't ask that question, Steve, but...
I'm sure he comes back to all the family reunions.
Like, hey, who brought you here, grandma?
Rockaholics, we need someone who would like to tackle Steve in the game of Beat Migs. Tackle?
I was just going to go tackle him. I mean,
you
let's go. Come
too.
On.
I also hope that this person was listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because I gave out a cheat sheet with three correct answers. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.